Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, yeah, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I be?
What?
Who shall I be afraid?
What? do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord.
Praise God. We just thank you for being here once again. We just begin to praise God, the Lord that we serve, the Lord that has got us here with fresh blood running warm through our veins and activity of our limbs. He said, I will trust in the Lord until I die. And that just takes me to the scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. Even on this weekend, that same message had echoed in my heart. Well, I began to just meditate on it for the last 4 or 5 days. Just trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. How many of you know not to lean to your own understanding? How many can just praise God, Lord, I would trust in the Lord until I die? How many tonight can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation? Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? He's the everlasting God. He's the everlasting God. Hallelujah. He is from the beginning to the end. He's from the all eternal God. He's the one that we give our life to. He's the one the reason why we woke up this morning, the reason why you got fresh blood running warm through your veins, the reason why there's activity in your limbs. How many just grateful tonight and say, I'm grateful, God, for waking me up, God. I'm grateful, God, for the activity in my limbs. I'm grateful, God, for a roof over my head. I'm grateful, God, for fresh water and clean, hot and cold, clean running water. I'm grateful, God, hallelujah, for clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. I'm grateful, hallelujah, this morning that the Lord is my light and my salvation. I thank him, God. For even his son doing the operation that he did, he knew the why. He paid the price. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for the price that was paid for my life, that I can be a minister of reconciliation, that I have the opportunity to say I don't have to go to hell. I have the opportunity to say I don't have to be a victim of the grave and death doesn't have its filthy hold on me. I have the opportunity to say that I don't have to worry about him saying he came to kill, steal, and destroy, but I got a father that said, I came that you have life and life more abundantly. And I thank God for the abundant life tonight. I begin to praise him right now. He said, I will trust in the Lord until I die. And then after I die, I still yet trust him. Because guess what? He said, though he slay me, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust. And that's times when we've been going through, but the characterization of who he is and the God of peace, the shalom peace, the one that makes complete the one that perfect that which concerns us, the one that say, I give you a peace, not as the world give peace. My peace is much different from the world's peace. I give you peace that passes all your understanding. Oh, God, I thank you this evening. I thank you on this night that I can praise your name. I can worship your name. The song said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord tonight. I come to praise him. I come to lift him up. I come to raise his name up. I come to lift his name up. So I say, Lord, I lift your name on high, and I love to sing your praises. I say hallelujah to you, which is the highest praise. I say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I begin to thank him for just this is the day that the Lord has made, and I, George Flint, will rejoice and be glad in it. I have days that have not been happy days. I have days that have not been my best days. I have days when I've been sad. I have days when I've been disappointed. I have days when I myself have let God down. And oftentimes I may have let him down. But I say today, this is the day that the Lord has made. This day, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that I lift up my holy hands. I lift up holy hands and concentrate on him, and I worship him. I forget about myself, and I begin to lift up holy hands, and I begin to magnify his name, and I begin to worship him. And worship means to serve. Worship means to obey. I move in the spirit of obedience today as I begin to just say, God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you. I dare you to begin to just tell God how much you love him right now. I dare you to begin to just love him, your Heavenly Father. I dare you to just lift up holy hands and concentrate on him and worship him. I dare you to just say, God, I love you. Father, Heavenly Father, I love you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day that you call today. I thank you for waking me up with fresh blood running warm through my veins. Heavenly Father, I thank you for blowing the breath of life through my nostrils. Hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah, for the activity of my limbs. I thank you for my joints being in place. I thank you. Even if I feel pain and my body rock with pain, at least I can feel it tonight. I thank you, hallelujah, for being a way maker. I thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, my healer. I thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, my banner, my victory. I thank you, hallelujah, for being El Shaddai, the Almighty God. I thank you, hallelujah, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank you for being my Savior, my Messiah, my rock, my anchor. I thank you tonight for all that you are. I thank you for being my Father. Well, I can say, Abba, Father, I belong to you. I thank you that I'm not a bastard, but I'm a son of the Most High and living God, the one and only true God. There are so many little bitty gods and so many different idols, but you are the one and true. You are the Elohim. Oh, and I thank you for it right now. I thank you and I praise you and I worship you. Someone said, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. I tell you, that's what I want you to say. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I dare you to make that confession tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made, and guess what? And he made it just for me. Hallelujah. 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 We're at this point where, you know, my lovely queen, my best friend, my girlfriend, Evans Maria Flint, she always give us some beautiful words of inspiration, and then we'll go into the word. But at this time, I will move to the side for her words of inspiration. Tonight, though, I want you to know before she gives the words of inspiration, this message is going to be a special message, and I need you guys to participate with me. I need you to add input. I need you to help me bring this one home. I can't do this one by myself. I'm definitely going to need your assistance. I'm definitely going to need your input. I'm definitely going to need your thoughts on why you are. We're gonna bounce it around with some scriptures, but we're gonna get this thing home. We're still talking about what we'll deal for 2019 is paying the price. We pay the price. Some pay the price in praying and fasting. Some pay the price in sacrifice. Some pay the price in yielding. But we're gonna pay the price. He said, "Will you drink of the same cup that I drink from?" And yes, you will. And that is a suffering cup. But hey, you gotta pay the price. You know, salvation is free. Relationship has a cost. I yield right now for a word of inspiration from my lovely queen, Evangelist Maria Flint. God bless.
Yes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank God for being here. We just thank him for being so great and so merciful. And God has a word for tonight, and he's saying trust and thankfulness will get you safely through this day. Trust protects you from worrying and obsessing. Thankfulness keeps you from criticizing and complaining. Those sister sins that so easily entangle you. Keeping your eyes on me is the same thing as trusting me. It is a free choice that you must make thousands of times daily. The more you choose to trust me, the easier it becomes. Thought patterns of trust become etched into your brain. Regulate troubles to the periphery of your mind so that I can be central in your thoughts. Thus, you focus on me and trusting your concerns into my care. But as far as we have four scriptures, the first scripture is coming from Psalms 31 and 14. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord, I say, you are my God. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Psalms 141 and 8. But my eyes are fixed on you, O sovereign Lord, in you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. And our last scripture for tonight is 1 Peter 5 and 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word.
Praise God, praise God. And we just talked about this. Crazy how God, not crazy, I won't use that word, but it's so phenomenal. That's the word I'm going to use. It's so phenomenal how God ties his word in. Every time she gives a word of inspiration, it always ties into the message. And it's not like we sit down and plan this. It's never that I say, okay, what are you going to do tonight? Here's the topic. Now make sure your words in it. No, this is what God does. That's the God that we serve. Before we move forward, here we go. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We decrease tonight that you increase, Father. I decrease tonight that you increase, Father. And let it be all of you and none of me. And let your Holy Spirit have complete control. Father, let the word, God, be an edification to the body, to your body, to the body of Christ, God, to your kingdom builders, to your kingdom citizens, Father. And let it, God, strengthen us. Let each one reach one, each one teach one, each one share the burden of another, Father. And we begin to thank you for it. We begin to praise you for it. And we give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. It's in your Son, Jesus the Christ's name, we pray. And so it is. So let's go real quick. So I want to go to Mark, the 14th chapter. Mark 16, verse 14 through 20. And it reads thus. It says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs, hallelujah, let's look at the 17 verse, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Here's what we're looking at tonight. The topic for tonight, we always say we're paying the price, right? But the subtopic tonight is remember the why. Remember the why. Remember why you got saved. Remember why you got sanctified. Remember why you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember, not only remember the why, remember the what. What prompted you to give your life to God? Remember the where. Where were you when you made a decision to give yourself to God? And when you said, oh, God, I believe you. God, I trust you. God, I take you as my Lord. When you went up there, I don't care if you're in the church, I don't care if you, when somebody led you through the sinner's prayer, when they said, okay, here's what I need you to do. You say you want to be saved. And they said, I want you to repeat these simple words after me. Lord, here I am, your servant. Lord, I ask that you accept me as your servant, as I accept you as my personal Savior. Lord, I ask for forgiveness for any of my sins. And God, I forgive those that have wronged me in any such way. God, and God, I believe you. You said if I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart, then I can be saved. And when you said that, I want you to remember why you said those words. I want you to remember where you were and what was going in your mind when you went up and you made that confession. Why was that confession? I had to deal with myself. This God is dealing with me tonight. Say, George, remember the why. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs will follow those who believe. Do you really believe? How do we confess with our mouth and say that we are believers? We just talked about this last night, last week, on the matters of the heart. And we were saying that I'm a believer, and I can let these words flow out of my mouth. But they never touched my heart. It never reached my heart. So if it never became real in my heart, I never was allowed to let these things go in my heart as far as how much I truly believe God. But I still got these secret sins. And how much I truly believe God, but I still got to do it my way. How much I believe God, but I still lean to my own understanding. How much I know that God to make a way, but I got a backdoor plan. Here's what I'm talking about. And these signs will follow them who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. How many of you got demons all in your family? Demons all in yourself. How many of you can honestly say tonight that you perform self-deliverance on yourself and say, I cast out these demons, even with the generation of curses that's been handed down from generation to generation, all the way down to the 10th generation, and you're still dealing with these demons. You're still dealing with the spirit of addiction. You're still dealing with the spirit of perversion. You're still dealing with the spirit of poverty. You're still dealing with the spirit of rejection. You're still dealing with the spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief. You're still dealing with these things, and it's ensnared you, and it has overwhelmed you, and has overcome you. But you said, I believe. He said, these signs are so. He said, and they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. How many of you have operated in this gift? And how many tonight can say, I remember why I got saved? How many can say, I remember why my life changed? Remember why? Remember why you met that girl or a young man and he's like, I really love them. Why do you love them? Why did you love them? Why did you fall in love with your husband? Why did you fall in love with your wife? Remember your career, your job you took, and you were like, this is for me. This is the job choice for me. Why was that? And what prompted you? Now I want you to remember, what is your purpose? Am I here? Remember, that's the why. Why am I here today? This day. Remember why. Hallelujah. Why can I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that he made, and he made it just for me. This is the day he allowed fresh blood to run through my veins and the activity of my limbs to still be in place. This is why he allowed the breath, the fresh breath to be flowing through my nostrils, the breath of life to flow through my nostrils. Why did he wake me up when others didn't wake up? I know people that did not wake up. I know you can turn on the news, you can see people that did not make it. People died in car accidents. People were shot and killed. People went to sleep for the last time. People didn't even get their head to the pillow. But why were you able to get your head to the pillow last night, that you're able to wake up today and move according to God's will, God's plan, or according to your will and your plan? I remember when I was in the streets and I was hustling, I was like, and I can remember why he still allowed me to wake up to go sell drugs, why he would still allow me to wake up to put on bulletproof vests and grab my gun and go and do armed robberies, why he would still allow me to wake up to think about the dumb stuff that I plotted, what girl I'm going to sleep with tonight, and I'm going to the strip club tonight, and I got to hit my traps tonight. He allowed me to wake up to go and say, okay, I woke up. This is my routine. 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up. I might come in, or I get in the house at 4, and I wake up at 7, and I start checking my traps. And that was my routine from 7 in the morning to 4 in the morning. I averaged 3 hours of sleep a day. But why did he allow me to go and do dumb stuff that did not glorify him? Why did he allow me to go around and think I was big and bad enough to advocate for Satan until he just said, hey, I'd rather you be hot and cold? In Revelation, he said, hey, listen. He said, I don't like me being lukewarm. You're going to be hot, be hot. You're going to be cold, be cold. Why did he allow me to be so cold and so cold-hearted at the point where he flipped the switch and I'm on fire for him? Why did he allow me to wake up knowing I was going to do some demonic stuff, knowing I was doing devilish stuff, knowing I was going to get high, smoke weed, knowing I was going to drink some liquor, knowing I'm driving drunk, knowing I'm moving dirty? Why? Remember the why. Because guess what? Your test is your testimony. Your message, your message. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. Since he done it for me, He would do it for you. Remember the why. Remember where you were when you was in your muck and your mire. Remember where you were when you was in the club dancing and in the club drinking and all the music going around and just remember the atmosphere, the sweat and the cigar smoke, the cigarette smoke, the alcohol. Even the alcohol on the young man who's talking to you on his breath while he's talking to you, telling you how I need your name, your address, your telephone number. Here go my Twitter page. Here go my Instagram. But remember the atmosphere, the pool hall. And I remember where you are now. Just think about where you are now. And you can say, I won't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I just can't give up now. And you can say yourself, he didn't have to do it, but he did. I just want you to remember why you're here now today. Remember why some people don't hear that as athletes. Some people don't hear that as musicians. Remember when you wrote your first song and you began to play on the keyboard or you got your first baseball bat or your first football and the helmet and you just fell in love with the sport. Why? What attracted you to it? What got you there? I had a conversation with my nephew, my in this house in California, the other day, and I didn't get a chance to elaborate on it. But that was a question he asked me. He said, if you're a follower of Christ, why are you not a Christian? Right? So we can use Jesus Christ, the Greek word. We know that at that time there were no J's in the Bible. I'm just saying, now I'm going to use the intellectual side of me. Or we can say Yeshua HaMashiach. The Hebrew version or whatever version you want to call it. But here's what I'm going to say. I'm not a Christian because I am a kingdom citizen, right? But I know this may offend some people because you say, well, we are Christians and we practice Christianity, right? When that title was given to them as followers of the way, you're a follower of the way, the truth, and the life, right? Y'all Christians. That word was given to you. Might as well be calling them niggas. Y'all some niggas. And that's how that was given. But here's what I'm going to tell you to take it to another step, right? If you look at Matthew 5, Matthew 6, how are you a Christian if Christ wasn't a Christian? I follow Christ. He's a kingdom citizen. He said, I came to set up my kingdom. His whole message was never about Christianity. Never did he preach a message about Christianity. Never did he preach a message about healing or prosperity, or blessing. He just said, what, ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say, I'm going to teach you how to heal. He just healed. He didn't say, be blessed. He just blessed. He didn't say, I got a miracle ministry. He just performed miracles. Why? Because he's the kingdom, and the kingdom has the authority. Remember why. Listen, remember why I said there's a first Adam and there's a second Adam. And the second Adam had to change everything that the first Adam messed up. Why? Just some food for thought. Now I want you to think about where you are right now today. Think about when you first gave your life to God. That zeal that you had, that fire that you had, the anointing that was on your life. It wasn't even something I wanted to know. It was just a zeal. You were just zealous, the zealousness that you had. I want to tell everybody about them. Sometimes we have zeal with the wrong answer. You know, I look at different things. I look at the study of Islam. They got the law. They got it down pat. I look at their, some of the spiritual people. They're very spiritual. I look at the kingdom people. You got the law and the spiritual people. And we abandon it. And that's the quote-unquote Christians. We abandon it because we have incorporated the attitudes and traditions and rudiments that are foreign to the biblical faith. And we say, this is who we are. That's why I don't claim Christianity. Because I know that there's a gumbo mix, and we look at the origin of such, that it has nothing to do with the biblical things that we say we govern our life by. But if you're a kingdom citizen, and you know he said the kingdom, here's a message, repent, right? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go and preach the kingdom. That's what he said. How many of you have saying that I'm preaching the kingdom. I'm going to teach you about sin and sanctification. I want to teach you about the wages of sin is death. Remember the wages of sin is death. Remember what a man sow up, that shall he also reap. Remember these things. You know, and I'm speaking to myself. I'm not speaking to nobody else tonight but George Flint, because these are some reminders that I need. I need to remind myself that I'm blessed and I'm not cursed. I need to remind myself that I'm the head and not the tail. I need to remind myself that I'm the lender, not the borrower. I got to remind myself that God said, hey, the wages of sin is death. I got to remind myself that not a liar, not a fornicator, not a thief, not a robber will be entered into the kingdom of heaven. I got to remind myself that these are fruits of the flesh, the greed and the envy and jealousy and the things of fear and doubt. And I got to remind myself that I don't flow in those areas, because I flow in the spirit, and I flow in the spirit of excellence. And he didn't give me a spirit. He said he gave me a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. And he said the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I need to know who I am. I need to know what I am. I had to remind myself that he can take care of the lilies in the field, that surely he can take care of me. I had to remind myself that if I meditate on the word of God, he said in Joshua, you meditate on the word of God day and night, it will bring you good success. Not only success, because we look at the world and how the world labels success. Success could be I have money, but and doing the wrong thing, but is it good? Is it a good thing? See, like I talked to my son a couple months back. I said, if I told you to go and do the dishes, but yet instead you took the trash out and mopped the floor, did you do a good thing, or did you do the right thing? It could have been a good thing, and you could have been successful in doing it. You mopped the floor real good. It's a shine in the floor. I can look at it. You took the trash out, so now you put another bag in. But I told you to do the dishes. So did you do the right thing, or did you just do a good thing? And it's successful. But I'm telling you to have good success, and that's being obedient. Don't remind yourself that the obedience is better than sacrifice. Remind yourself that the spirit of rebellion is just as witchcraft. Remind yourself the why. Why did I say yes, Lord? Yes to your will. Yes to your way, when I really don't mean it. Because it's about my will and my way and my backdoor plan. I say, yes, I'll go, Father. Yes, I'll say it. Yes, I'll be your mouthpiece. But when I see their faces, when I see their faces that they don't really want to hear what I got to say, I shut my mouth. But Jeremiah said, when I didn't want to say it, it was like fire shut up in my bones, and I had no choice but to say it. I'm going to give you some people that we're going to just look at how they react to remind themselves. How do we know about Elijah and when he battled the prophets of Baal, right? He gets in verse 20 through 40, and he began to tell them, hey, we're at a point that it's the valley of decisions. I love Elijah. I'm going to tell you what I like so much about Elijah, and I'm going to go back to where I'm at. But I like Elijah so much the very first time he stepped on the scene. You don't hear nothing about him in the Bible, but one thing he came on the scene, he said, it ain't going to be no more rain till I say so. The very first thing that came out of his mouth, and he shut up the heavens. God honored his words. And then when he said so, the rain came. So let's go back to that point. So now he deal with the prophets of Baal. Say, we're in the valley of decision. He said, I want all the prophets of Baal tonight, and you got me, Elijah. He said, if God be God, choose God. If Baal be God, choose Baal. And they had an ordeal. It's like, y'all go first, you do the sacrifice and all that stuff. They begin to cut themselves and go through their rituals and all those things. And Elijah began to set up the altar. You got to remember why I'm the representation of God. Remember why I'm his mouthpiece. That's what I'm telling you tonight. Remember why you're his mouthpiece. Remember why you are a minister of reconciliation. Remember why somebody needs you to tell them. Somebody needs you to be, you may be the only Christ that somebody may ever see in their life. Remember why you need to let your light so shine. Remember why you need to be the salt of the earth. Know that you are the salt of the earth. Only remember you need to keep your saltiness. So how are you? I'm blessed and highly favored. But not only am I blessed and highly favored, I'm blessed and highly flavored, because I am the salt. And the salt gives you flavor. And the salt is the preserver. So now know who you are and know whose you are. Remind yourself of who you are. Remind yourself of whose you are. Remind yourself of the authority that's inside of you. So I give you the power to bind and loose. the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Remind yourself these things. And Elijah began to go, he said, Father, at your word you told me to do these things. Remind yourself, I need to get in my word. Why am I not in the word as much? Why do I go to sleep when I begin to get into the word? Why do I get sleepy? What is it inside this word that the enemy does not want me to get or to grasp? And then remind yourself why you need to persevere and push through it. I'm just talking to myself tonight. I'm just talking to myself. But here we go. We look at Elijah versus Baal and the prophets. And so we look at Moses' assignment. And he was like, he got to remind himself, why did I go 40 days? And why did I want to see God's glory? Why? I said, God, I need your glory. I need to see your glory. I want to see your face. Why did he want to just get that close to God? Why did Abraham want to be the friend of God? Why do you desire to be the child of God? And ask yourself, why do we continue want to go back to Egypt? See, it's the difference between freedom and deliverance. But he said, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. So why do I want to keep going back? Why do I want to turn back just like Lot's wife into a pillar of salt? Why do I keep missing? Why is my stink so appealing to me? Why is my mess? Is this where I want to be? I want to be like a pig or some swine in a pig pen. Why is that? Why is that so alluring? Why does that attract me? So why is the glitter and the fool's gold make me want to go to it so much? Why the music I listen to? Why is it? Why the desire I want to listen to the music that is so perverted? And why do I want to have a woman that's so perverted? Why do I want to wear clothes that excruciate my body parts, men and women? Skinny jeans, skinny jogging pants. Why do I want to wear stuff that draws the attention? Why is it that I'm so lost? When God said he'll leave the 99 just to find me, why do I not make myself available to be found? I said, Here I am, Lord. Pick me up. Take me along your way. Why is it so hard to yield myself as a yielded vessel to say, hey, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Why is it, God, why is it so hard for me to say, God, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. Let's look at Abraham at Moriah. He had Ishmael at his own body. See, here we go. Remember why? God gave him a word, right? But he said, it took God too long. Let me help God out. Remember, why did he feel the need to help God when God is God? So then after he helped God, and then he had to send Ishmael away, the one that he really loved, and now I'm with Isaac, and God said, I want Isaac too. But Abraham let that thing go from his heart, and God made a ram in the bush. How many know sometimes, whatever that is in your heart, it's time to let it go from the heart. That thing that you hold so dearly to you, that thing that's been holding you back, that thing that is keeping the checks from coming in the mail, that thing that's been holding your healing from coming, which had my body racked with pain, and that thing that just keep nagging and nagging and nagging. My children won't come on in out the rain. My children won't get saved and delivered. My husband is a nervous wreck. He's an alcoholic or he's on drugs, and my wife is a harlot. What is it that won't keep you from letting go and letting God and saying, God, I put them in your hands. But what keeps you from snatching them back out of his hands? Remember why? You keep snatching that thing back. And so to listen with Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Let's look at Paul in prison. When Paul, remember, Paul was a zealous man at persecuting the believers. But then a switch was flipped. And he had to remember why I am a prisoner in chains for you, Lord. As he began to write letters to the Corinthian church. Remember what Christ said. Here's the thing that I want to get to before we wrap up. I want you to get Christ and while he was here. You know, that was a discussion in heaven, let's say the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They said, wisdom said, before there was, I was there. And folly was there. Good and evil was there. He said, it is the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. So these things are here. They were ever present, right? They said, I don't want you touching that because now you're worthy of death. Right? So then after that came, when man was deaf and Satan had complete control of the grave, death had its thing, he had a victory, he had the keys to the kingdom. But then even when he even approached Christ and said, man, all this is mine, I can give it to you. It's mine. I'm the Prince of Persia. I'm the Prince of Media, Medes, and I'm the Nicodemus, and I'm the Bible. You know, these things right here, right? Remember why? And then God tried it through different vessels to correct it, through Noah, through Abraham, through Moses, through David, through Solomon. None of that stuff was able to happen. So he said, guess what? To fix this thing, I got to come down and do it myself. Remember the transfiguration, right? But remember Gethsemane. He had to let that thing go in his heart. Remember why he came. He said, I came to do what, ladies and gentlemen? I came to set the captives free. I came that you have life and life to the full. I came to give you an opportunity. Remember why they had to wait on Pentecost. He said, you go to the room and you wait until you receive power from the Holy Spirit. Remember, he said, I'm going to give you a gift. Remember why he prayed for you in John 16 and John 17. He said, I don't pray for them alone, but I pray for those that believe on them that are representing. When they hear the word, that they believe, even though they have not seen me, even though they have not touched me or felt me. But I want them to, those that believe, I pray for them, God, that you begin to keep them with the keeping anointing. Remember why in Gethsemane, he said, just watch a while. Can you just watch a while? Can you just wait a while? Can you just stay up a while? Can you just tarry a while? Can you just pray a while? But they were asleep the whole time, and the whole time he's just still away. And he said, hey, Lord God, Father, Daddy, if it be thy will you remove this cup from me? But I want you to remember why he did it. He did it for you. He did it for me. Why he said, nonetheless, Father, I know these people are not worthy of what I'm about to endure. I know they're not worthy of the 39 times 9 lashes. Remember those lashes, 351 lashes, ladies and gentlemen. Can we picture that? Can we picture that? A cat of nine tails, and that's like the razor blades that we said, and every time it ripped his flesh, it ripped some more. Remember that. Remember why he did that. Remember why we go back to Isaiah, he said he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. Remember why his stripes healed us. Remember why he said, for all you do, this blood's for you. And remember why the Holy Spirit and the cleansing agent of the Holy Spirit allowed your sins to be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Remember why he made himself a yielded vessel. Remember why he said, I'll be the sacrifice that will bring these guys back to you. Remember why we looked at it and we talk about how man was born of a woman, and in a woman, your years are shortened. And not only this, but how he said, David said, I was formed and sin shaped in iniquity, right? And so now, in this state, in this body, remember why I must, and I say this tonight, I want to end with tonight, remember why we, as the body of Christ, must be born again. I was sharing this with the brothers, and I said, when you look at sperm, it looked like a tadpole. It looked like a serpent. It has the form of a serpent or a reptilian. And you say, well, I came in with the spirit of the darkness. I came in this way because I came in sick in iniquity. I came in sin. I came in this form. But he told Nicodemus, unless a man be born again, he cannot receive salvation. So unless I be born again. So when people say, remember why people use this, I was born this way. The homosexual say, I was born this way. I was made this way. The perverted person, I was born this way. This is who I am. And you're right. You were born this way. That's why he said you must be born again for deliverance to take place, for you to receive the salvation, for you to receive the freedom from perversion, freedom from poverty, freedom from guilt, freedom from greed, freedom from all these unclean spirits, that freedom from addiction, freedom from bad thoughts, freedom from autism, freedom from dumb and deaf spirits, freedom from epilepsy, freedom from HIV, AIDS. I must be born again. Remember why he was on that cross and he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And remember why he said, okay, God, I give up the ghost. And then I go and I do the work. I want you to know tonight, Remember why he saved you. Remember why you have an opportunity to share this gospel, to tell somebody of his goodness and his mercy. Remember why today you was able to wake up with fresh blood running warm through your veins, at tibial limbs. Just take a moment just to think. I'm not going to say anything else. Just take a moment right now and just to think about where you are and why you are where you are and where you could be or where you could have been. See, I look at my life. I could be in the penitentiary serving 40 years. See, as you can go and look at my record, I beat a murder case in Cobb County in Marietta, Georgia. I had times with trafficking charges. What a dude said, I've been serving 40 years in prison, but I'm not. See, I look at these things. I look at when I had guns put to my head and triggers pulled, when I could be dead and gone, but I'm not. I look at these things and I remember why tonight my God saved me. And I remember my assignment is to seek and serve that which is lost, to seek them out, to tell of his goodness and his mercy. So I said, I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. And tonight I said, I can't keep it to myself. I can't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. I started walking, I started talking, I started singing, I started shouting. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. You had ought to been there when he saved my soul. You ought to been there when he put my name on the roll. I started walking, I started screaming, I started shouting. I started running, I started jumping, I started praising. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. Remember why the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So someone said, the Spirit of the Lord gives life. I want you to feel it in your hands right now, how the Spirit of the Lord gives life. I want you to feel it in your feet right now, how the Spirit of the Lord gives life. I want you to feel it in your heart, how the Spirit of the Lord gives life. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, I want you to just remember, there's no love like the love of God. There's no thing better than falling in love with Jesus and how it could be the best thing you've ever done. I want you to remember why he said this blood is for you. And I want you to take advantage of the blood that washes white as snow. I want you to take advantage of the blood that the power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. And I want you to just see him as the Lamb tonight, but I want you to continue seeing him as the Lamb. I want you to go to Revelations, and I want you to see him as the Lion of Judah that's roaring, the mighty lion, the Messiah, the one that fights your battles, the one that says, hey, I send Gabriel, I send Michael. I want you to know that you're not a defeated foe. I want you to remember that you are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. I want you to remember that you're more than a conqueror tonight. I want you to remember that you're not a defeated foe, but you are a victor. I want you to remember that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. I want you to remember that, hey, he changed my name from victim to victor. I want you to know that you are victorious tonight. I want you to remember that you're victorious and why you're victorious. I want you to remember that you are a child of God. You are a royal, peculiar people. You are a priesthood. I want you to remember that you're powerful and you're mighty and you're outstanding and you're wonderful. And I want you to remember that you're blessed and you're not cursed. Remind yourself that tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you, God, for remembering why, remembering when, remembering where, remembering what was going on in our mind when we lift up holy hands and magnify your name. And we said, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Lord, please accept me as your child and your servant. Father, I do confess with my mouth that you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the one and true and only living God. And Father, I believe in my heart that this is so. So Father, you said, if I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that I shall be saved, Father. And I say to everyone under the sound of my voice, God, I want to remind them why. If they don't know you as their Lord and personal Savior, that they would need to know you as their Lord and personal Savior, God. That if they just say, Lord, I serve you, God. Lord, here I am, your servant, God. I ask for forgiveness for anything that I said, done, or thought that was against your will, against your way, that has grieved you in the Holy Spirit in any kind of way, God. And Lord, God, hey, I ask you, God, to give me the heart and the mind to forgive those that have offended me, those that have wronged me, Father. As Lord, hey, I know that forgiveness comes with a condition. And I begin to thank you. I remember why. I knew of you through my mama and through my grandmama and through their prayers. When they said, somebody prayed for me. But I had to know you for myself. I remember why I need to know you for myself, because mama and daddy can't go to hell for me, and they can't go to heaven for me, but this is the journey, God, that I came in here by myself, and I leave by myself. So I remember why I need to get to know you like no other, God. It said, I pray for my loved ones that know you, God, and those that don't know you, that they get to know you. But those that know you, that they'll get to know you better in a more intimate manner, that they can get into you when you get into them. Father, that you'll get into me, God. Intimacy is my thing right now with you, God. And I begin to praise you for it right now. I begin to lift up holy hands and magnify your name right now. I begin to thank you, Lord God, for those on the sound of my voice, that they'll yield themselves to you as yielded vessels. Father, I pray for them right now. I pray for every generational curse that's on everyone on the sound of my voice to be broken now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every curse that, the marine spirits or water spirits or river spirits that feel they have entitled to them, God, spirits of the forest, spirits of the sky that think they are entitled to them, God, a spiritual husband, spiritual wives, God, we break it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every unclean spirit that has sent to bring forth destruction. He said, I come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I say, devil, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. And here we say, just as Michael said, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you, and the Lord God rebuke you. Remember the power that God has given you, the authority that he's given you in it tonight. Father, you said, whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I bind everyone on the sound of my voice. I bind their mind, their will, their intellect, their actions, their reactions, their thoughts, their desires, their hopes, and their beliefs, God, to your will tonight. I bind the mind to the very mind of Christ, Father, where you said that he thought it not robbery, but it'd be obedient to you, Father. Where you said, listen this, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Father, and as I begin to do those things, I begin to loose them. And from every negative thought, God, every negative action, every negative reaction, every negative desire, every negative habit, Father, every word curse spoken to, spoken from, spoken against, every generational curse, we go again, Father. Every bloodline curse, God, it's in my blood. Now we come against the blood. Now you are filled with the blood of Jesus. That bloodline and all that stuff that's tied to it, we sever the tie right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against, God, every imp. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You and your imps, even you and your cohorts, we run the assignments void and null. Where there's bull's eyes on backs, we place it with the blood of Jesus Christ. We put blood, shield, hedge, and protections around each and everyone on the side of my voice and each and every loved one that is represented. Father, we begin to thank you tonight. We lift up holy hands again, and we praise you, and we worship you, and we magnify your name. We say it's in your Son, precious blood. We seal these prayers and petitions, and so it is. Now, we at this point again, how you doing? To that, I told you I need you, so I want you to remember why. Anybody got some thoughts about why you're here? Can remember why you chose to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit? Can remember where you were and when you were? And if you want to just add to or take away or give some thoughts to us, some words for thought in that hour, you press 1, we recognize you, and your mic will be open. Praise God for you tonight. So if nobody wants to add to or take away, we'll get the words of benediction from my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint. But if there's anybody that does want to say something, again, press 1 and we'll recognize you.
Four six eight one. Your mic is open. 4681.
Good evening. This is Shakisha. First of all, I just want to give thanks and honor to God for allowing me to be on this call tonight. I absolutely love both of you and thank God for allowing me to hear the word, because that's all I've been thinking about. That is just, it's just amazing how all week, that's what I've been pondering on, you know. I tell people all the time, I coulda, woulda, is what they usually say, but I should have been dead. And I should be in my grave. And I should, you know, I shouldn't be here sharing my testimony. I shouldn't be here living the life that I'm living now, because I know where I've been and I know where I come from. But God, He definitely has in me and in each and every one of us. So I just wanted to say, seriously, the word was so on point. I've invited some people here tonight. Not sure if many came, but I know I needed to hear that word. And I want to thank you for sharing it. I want to thank you for being transparent. You know, I pray that some of the guys that I invited on tonight will be able to hear this message, because a lot of ministers aren't open as you are, and they've just blessed me. It really did. So I just want to say I love you both. Keep doing what you're doing. And I just thank God for hearing that word on tonight. It just really made me know that it's confirmation. I'll just say that it's confirmation to what I've been going through, what I've been feeling, and just wanting to do more and be more, you know, because that's really what it's all about, being able to do what God has created and designed us to do. So you inspired me tonight, George, and I just say continue to do what you're doing. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. Now, y'all, ladies, I mean, we got so much history, but I want you to just know that she like you said, coulda, woulda, shoulda. And if you knew her testimony, you'd be like, my God. But and we love you too, Keisha. And I'm going to tell you something, and she can confirm what I just shared with you about Cobb County, because when I was incarcerated, I called her on the phone because we was, you know, we was really cool. And I called her on the phone from in jail. She's like, Gigi, they got you on the news right now. She said, they got you on the news right now, Gigi. And I want you to know that. I mean, but God. So I remember why. I remember when guns put my head and my eyes was closed, and it was a .40 caliber. I talk about it, and it was shot, and it went in my windshield 3 times because God, the angel of God, hit the arm up every time it was shot. I told myself, God, if I'm gone, I'm gone. I remember why now, and I know that I'm here for a reason, because I just want to end with this: that you're going through is not for you, but you go through to get through to bring somebody else through. So your test is your testimony, your message, but it's not for you. And he give you the hind feet to go on your high places. Remember why. Remember the purpose. Your birth on earth has word. I said it in love. Is there anyone else that want to share? And again, I praise God for you, Shakisha. Praise God for you. If there's no one else that want to share, again, the next voice you'll hear be none other than Evangelist Maria Flint giving us a benediction.
Hello? Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jim. Woman of God, thank y'all for the ministry tonight. I thank God for the testimony that all of us was looking forward to listening to tonight. It is a revelation. It is a great thing. To serve him wholeheartedly. I thank God.
My brother Joe, your phone is going in and out, but we're here with you. Your phone is going in and out, but we're here with you. And we just praise God for you and where you are. And I just want to let you know we know. Hey, Brother Smith, it's in your control.
I love y'all. Thank you, Lord, for this evening, for this word that I received from my brothers and my sister. And I just continue to pray that you just continue to allow, enable them to reside who they are, to keep Christ in first and foremost in their life, lead their ministry, trust that those who God has anointed as the elect And I just pray that they continue to receive all of everybody that's up under the sound of my voice tonight, that the Holy Spirit give them a listening ear, give them a sound mind to do what is right, not what is good, to be obedient. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
And we love you too. And
amen.
You and amen. Yes, indeed. We love you. We love you. And you be encouraged. You be encouraged, and we're here for you in every aspect of it. We thank God for you.
Amen.
We thank God for your testimony. We thank God for your word. And we continue to lift your son up as well. And everybody out there needs to still be touching the ground with his son. He's the one that is wrongfully accused of murder down in South Georgia. The young man didn't know it, and everybody know he didn't do it. So we want to keep him lifted up that God will prevail. Just as I've been studying in Joseph and Daniel, and those are secrets, and God give you the secrets. He revealed the secrets and those things that are hidden. So God will do the same thing for him. He can take him from the pit to the palace and overnight, just like he did for Joseph. He can take him in the line, out the lion's den, just like he did for Daniel. So we just trust God, and we thank him that he is able. Like the three Hebrew boys said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we don't answer you in this manner, but we will tell you that just because he might not do it don't mean he can't do it. We serve a God that's able. And I just want to shout out in love tonight that you serve a God that is able.
Amen. 1436, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor George and everyone. I was just listening to your message, and I have found myself asking why. And that is a big word, why. And when I was going through a lot of things, I would ask myself, Lord, why me? I thought I was a good person. Why I'm going through all this hell, all this suffering and all this pain and all this agony and all this discomfort? I can't even find peace. I would ask God, why? Why me? Then I had to turn around and ask myself, why not me? When I think about what Jesus went through, even when I was going to the clubs with my friend, and a man had really got shot and fell on the front of my car, but I still wasn't going to give up clubbing. And I said, God, it could have been me. But I still kept on going. Until one day my husband told me, he said, one day you're going to come home and me and the girl's going to be gone. And that opened up my eyes. And that's when I prayed to God, God, I don't need to be out here. Help me to give it up. And that's what he did. He helped me to give it up. I lost a lot of friends down the way, but they weren't really my friends. Because they were my friend, they would have been happy that I gave my life to the Lord. And I stopped asking God why. And I just learned to say, Lord, use me. Lord, clean me up. Make me be what you want me to do. Every night I pray, I ask him to put a bridle on my mouth and tame my tongue so I don't say anything that's out of his character. And listen to your message, they just brought back old memories. And I just thank you for the message today, and I thank you for listening. Thank for being able to listen to everybody else's message. Because the way you bring your message out that God gives you, you give a person the opportunity to bring out themselves of things they was holding back that they wanted to release. But they didn't know how to release because they are tired of people judging you. People's always judging you. They don't know the whole outcome of your situation, but they love to judge. But when you find a true man of God can just sit up there and put his life out there for everybody to know, they give you the opportunity to say, hey, I can put my ass out there too. Because if he can do it in the name of Jesus, I can do it in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you for your message tonight, and I thank you for God giving you your soul, and I thank God and ask him to let you and your family to always prosper in Jesus' name.
Praise God, praise God. We thank you. We praise God for you. We praise God for your sharing, and we praise God for you always being faithful to supporting us and to what God is doing in your life and a testimony. And we pray for your family. We pray for that little man of yours, and that's the why. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, God, why? But why not me? Because guess what? Your testimony it is enough. Your mama, that testimony is enough to make us say, hey, man, we're more than conquerors. And I've seen God do it. And if he doesn't for me, he can do it for you. My test is my testimony, but I can share it. And then guess what? It makes somebody say, I can receive from you. And without judging, or saying, well, you don't know my story. You can't talk to me. You don't know my story. You ain't been where I've been. But I can say, God, I understand now. When I'm locked up in a county jail and I see my mama for a while, for 90 days, I'm sitting in a county jail. For 90 days, I got a bond, but I can't get out. And I done made the bond, but now they want other things. And I'm still sitting here. I did a 40-day fast in jail, 40 days and 40 nights, no bread, no water. And I'm saying, why? Because somebody needed you. My prayers were working for everybody else in jail, but it didn't work for me. Why, Lord? Even to the point where I'm saying, God, I ain't strong enough to kill myself, but just save me and take me in my sleep. Why, Lord? Even to the point where I'm saying, hey, I watched the movie The Devil's Advocate, and I'm saying, okay, maybe you are a prankster. Maybe you say touch but don't taste, see but don't feel. These things that Al Pacino played in that role, and he said it so to a T. And it made it where you want to cuss God out, but saying, God, that maybe this is just real. This is just who you are. And then the favor of God just comes in and erases all that nonsense and all those stuff and say, now, listen, man, I am that I am. I'm the minerals in the ground. I'm the bark on the tree where your check is cut from. I am the minerals in the ground where your car was made from. I am that I am. He told Moses, tell him I am sent you. I am whatever you need, when you need it, how you need it. I am your freedom. I am your joy. I am your peace. I am your love. And when those things become, then I can say, why not me? Why not give my testimony? Why not be transparent? Why not let people know where I came from and where I'm going? Why not let people even know when sometimes I am afraid? He said Jehoshaphat feared, and he went to the Lord. Sometimes I fear. Sometimes I'm afraid. Sometimes I have doubt. Sometimes I have disbelief. Sometimes I try to do it myself and run into brick walls, and then I try to do it again and run into a brick wall. Why don't I share that? Why not me, God? Why would I try to keep the secret? But I remember why I chose to serve you. I remember why I went through praying and fasting. I remember why I gave up clubbing. I gave up selling drugs. I gave up doing the dumb stuff. I gave up being with different women. I gave up all those different things to say, God, I serve you. My life belongs to you. I yield myself as a yielded vessel to you. And I trust you with my life. I trust you with my wife. I trust you with my son. I trust you with my daughter. I trust you with my siblings. I trust you with my mother. And I trust you with each and every one under the sound of my voice on this line. And I praise you for it. I praise you for the ministers, God, that's on this line. I praise you for the evangelists that's on this line. I praise you for the apostles and the pastors, God, that's on this line. I praise you, God, for the prophets and the prophets that's on this line, God. Those that are nurturers and teachers, I praise you for them right now, God. Strengthen them in every area of their life. I give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, God. And so it is. And I apologize, man, but this subject has really done something with me, because we got to pay the price. Sometimes that pay the price is putting yourself on the line. Sometimes there's different seasons where you have to be a doormat. Sometimes a different season where you have to say, hey, I'm this and I'm that. And that season that you go through, and that's paying that price. Sometimes it'll be seasons where you have to be betrayed. That's why I say we have not a high priest that has not been touched with the same infirmities that we've been touched with, that has not been betrayed, that has not dealt with temptation, has not been slapped in the face, that has not been spit on, has not been cursed out. And you know, but even in that, he did not sin. And now he sit on the right hand side of the Father, interceding on your behalf, saying, God, I know what it's like to be betrayed. I know what it's like to be tempted. I know what it's like to not have your own people accept you. I know what it's like to be rejected. Touch him right now, heal right now, deliver right now, set free right now, move on their behalf. And I stand in the gap for them. I am the mediator for them right now. Oh man, hallelujah. Back over to you, Evangelist Flint.
Praise God. You're on fire. God is on fire tonight. 9457, the last digits, 9457. Your mic is open.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, George. I'm Maria. Good night.
Hey, my sweetie.
I don't have a testimony. I just want to say thank you for all that you said. is real powerful. I just wanted to say that real short, and I'm just going to leave it there.
Praise
and
God.
I love y'all.
We love you. Praise God for you.
Praise God. We love you. Praise God. Well, if we don't have anybody else that would like to respond, anybody else? Well, we just thank God for that word, which was, hold on 1 second. The last four digits is 2746. Your mic is open.
Hello, George and Marie. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Your mic is open.
George and Marie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
Calvin.
We can hear
you, Mr. Calvin.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to respond to that. Why? I was just sitting here reflecting back, you know, on my life. And I thought about the time when I was, you know, out in the world and, you know, just running around with different women. Both of them was married. And one night I was on the phone talking to this man's wife. And he walked up behind me on the phone and said, "I could blow your brains out right now." And, you know, I just, you know, thank God, you know, for my grandparents, my parents, and all the prayers before I even was born. I mean, I knew it was God that didn't let that happen. And a couple of years ago, the lady that was involved, her mother passed. And I went to the home going, and the same guy was there. He was, you know, still in the family as well. And I was just sobbing, and I guess everyone's private thought. I mean, although I was sobbing for my ex-mother-in-law, but I was just thinking about that it could have been me laying up there back in the day when I was out there running, acting the fool. And kept running from the Lord. I didn't want the Lord. You know, I just wanted to have fun. And one day this minister said to me, you know, he asked me, "Was I saved?" I said, "No, I'm not saved, but my mom and dad, they're saved." And he said, "You know what, they can't help you. You got to do this for yourself, you know." And just, you know, doing all the wild, crazy things, you know, that I was doing. Then I lost my father. And when I lost my father, that's when I really realized that life is so short. And I gave my life, well, I surrendered. It's been almost 20 years now. So I still got work to do on me. You're not finished with me yet. But I just wanted to, you know, share that with you.
Praise God. That's Mr.
Praise
Calvin. Like another. Hey, we love you, Mr. Calvin. And we praise God for your sharing.
Yeah, we love y'all too. And thank you for your ministry. And we'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. God bless you. You be safe on that road.
Okay, I will.
Praise God. When I reflect back on my life and the why, I have so many reasons why. Even when I had my children and was still trying to party, and my daughter told me one time, "I'm tired of going to the babysitters for you to go out. I just want you to stay home." And that became my why, because I had, you know, children that I loved and who loved me back and just wanted their mom home with them. And, you know, sometimes you just go out and you're searching for things that in all the wrong places. And I grew up in the church knowing that I was wrong, and I would go out every weekend and come back home and I would beat myself up, you know, just saying, you're so stupid, because I knew I was doing the wrong thing. But God, and when he saved me and he delivered me And then from there, he rewarded me with my king and with just different things in my life that I know that if it wasn't for him, and you know that somewhere would I be? So I just thank God for him delivering me and setting me free. And I just thank him because he's just done so much for me in so many different ways. And, you know, I look at my life now and I look at how my life could have been. I even look at my children and what they could have been versus where they are and what they're doing. They could have been in jail or they could have been on drugs or they could have been, you know, prostituting or they could have been selling drugs or they could have been just bums or, you know, but I look at them and, you know, I just look at the success. And I say success because we have one that's in college and we have one that's a college graduate and teaching and not giving us problems and just doing great things and, you know, just could have been doing so much different. So I just thank God for our wives and giving us the ability to raise and to do great things and to be role models. So I just thank him for what he's doing, and I'm not going to continue to stay on here, but we are just looking back and reflecting. I feel like this is a reflecting night tonight on why so many things or why we did the things or why we made the choices that we made. So I thank God for my why. Thank God that, you know, my why brought me closer to him. And like Mr. Calvin stated, he's not done with me yet. So I thank God for what he's going to do in our lives and in my life personally. I'm going to make this personal tonight in my life. So with that being said, we are going to end tonight. We thank you all. We had a great participation. We had a great crowd on tonight. So we just thank God for each and every one of you that attended tonight. We're here every Thursday, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for your obedience, and we ask that you invite somebody. If you heard something that you enjoy tonight or you heard something that someone else needs to hear, invite them on this line. It's the same number every week. We're here every Thursday. Invite someone to get a word and a word from God, from a true messenger, a true child, a true son, not of God but in God. So we thank you for your obedience. We thank you for coming on tonight. We thank you that you will be here again. But God, we ask that you bless each and every one of these sisters and brothers on this line. We thank you for their safety. We thank you for their success in life. We thank you for their health, Lord God. We just thank you for everything that you're doing for them, for their loved ones, Lord God. We ask that the blood of Jesus just continue to cover them. And we thank you right now, God. We say that we're going to have miracles and testimonies on next week because we expect these things from you. And we just thank you for all things. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Have a blessed night.